This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ed is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the Nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. We're at Bell's Carpets and Floors in Raleigh, Industrial Drive, right behind Costco. We're Paul's here from Wendell. He brought a bunch of peppers. We're going to talk about those peppers. I was trying to coax Rufus into eating a pepper.
No.
A bite. No deal there. I thought you were a real hardcore pepper guy.
I'm a hardcore realist about my stomach.
Yeah. All right. So, Fred, you don't want to – do you like peppers?
I love peppers.
Okay. Well, we'll get you to
– I don't know if I'll try one of those.
I brought Rufus and Nelsa Cox some – I don't know, Phil, you probably don't care about it, but I brought them some candy from Asher's, a candy shop.
It's
been there forever. And they standard fare of nice chocolate candies. But they have a little section down there, and the pieces of candy have skull and crossbones on them. And they are the ghost pepper or the Carolina Reaper?
Oh, God, yes.
Carolina Reaper encased in this chocolate. So... they dropped to the floor when and Elsa, who loves really hot stuff, said she still has
it quieted her down. All right,
nightmares about that. And yeah. Did Linda eat one? Eat part of one?
She ate part of one and can take it like a man. She's a good woman.
Good. So you can buy it in candies. So you might think about that if you want
to try to remember that, but we don't have any carpets with peppers in them. So
That would be
That'd be kind of neat.
I'm surprised that you don't have anything like that. You've got animal skins.
Oh, yeah.
Animal skin effect. It's not the real skin, of course, but you have everything you could ever think of in carpeting, I suppose. Everything that's worth it.
Yeah.
Worth having.
The amount of patterns is unlimited.
Yeah.
And it gives people the option of creating a new look for their homes. And it's amazing just by changing from just plain wooden stairs to a stair runner, the effect that that has on the home, because it's the place that most people see when they come into your home, so it really creates a statement. And having the advantage of all the different choices, there's no one size fits all. It's just, for some people, it's almost overwhelming. They say, you know, we have so many, they don't know where to start. But that's where our greatest sales associates come in, because they know the different patterns, the different looks, the different color combinations, and they can really guide you in what's going to be the best thing for your home based on, you know, your needs and what you're trying to achieve.
And you have installers who go to school and have lots of experience, have been here for a long time. I know that you've had some long
Exactly. I mean, that's employees. A big part of our service is having the installers that know how to install the different products and create the different looks. And as a matter of fact, one of the most always surprises me, but we'll be working with customers, and one question they ask most often is, well, do you have installers? So that's a big thing, is the installers that work for us are installers that have worked for us for years and years and years, and we know their capability, what they can do, and that's a big part of our service, knowing that when we come to your home, they're going to give you a first-class installation.
I enjoy, since I don't do a lot of work, I enjoy watching people work, and especially skilled people. I like to watch people cook and build houses and install carpeting, and it's fascinating to watch your installers at work.
Yes, and it's not only just the carpet, but with all the different options we have, it's knowing having the right thing to go, not just with carpet, especially with people doing hard surface. It seems simple when you start out, but we have to understand the floor conditions that might need to be corrected or taken care of before we start installing a floor. And that's the thing, again, having the installers that have the knowledge, and also that our salespeople have the knowledge. Oftentimes, we'll arrange for the installer to go to the job and make sure that all the conditions are correct before we actually start to install the job. And that's being able to rely on their expertise to make sure that we're going to create the right environment for the right floor.
Which is harder to install, laminate or carpeting?
Carpeting is probably more difficult.
What's new in laminate? I know it's changing all the time.
Yeah. When we talk about laminate, they've actually created technology. We talked about how realistic it looks. Some of the newest technology that's coming in, like I say, when we've seen it like in shows and stuff like that, I have to actually bend down and feel it to make sure that it's not the real thing. Just by visually, you can't tell the difference.
Like in this store.
Right. And it doesn't
your showroom.
It doesn't look plastic anymore.
No,
like
no,
the old type.
Not.
But also part of that is they've taken their technology and they've created luxury vinyl waterproof floors. They give you both the durability and scratch resistance of laminate, but they give you the realistic pattern of the wood grains. And again, when you can actually feel the graining in the material. But one of the neat things about them is they've created this product. It has no plastic in it, so we're not creating plastic that's going to end up in the landfill, things like this. And also, part of the material they use is actually made from North Carolina granite. So they create a product that's tremendously recyclable it's environmentally safe and environmentally clean, and yet at the same time, it's a beautiful value floor. It's not the most expensive for all this technology. And as I mentioned earlier, they're actually made in Thomasville, North Carolina. So we're not only creating products that create that protect the environment, but we're creating products that also are creating jobs.
Yeah. And everything is on sale.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah.
Including the salespeople. They're all on sale.
No. Hey, no, you can't sell that beautiful lady over there.
No. Dave?
Yeah, I had a question for Fred. You were talking about stair runners before.
Yes.
Do you find that most people are coming in and getting stair runners because of the appearance or after they've had a near miss with almost slipping down their hardwood?
Yeah, we were talking about safety. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, that's the number one reason why they do it is the safety aspect. With especially families that have small children, you want to make sure they're not creating a hazard. But also, like pets, I had a customer come in and said, you know, they pets wouldn't go upstairs. They just sit at the bottom of the stairs and whine and howl. And some of these
pets Rufus does when you try to get him to go upstairs, yeah. Especially with those glasses. He kind of whines about it.
But, yeah, safety is a big reason why we do it. But the byproduct they get for that is a beautiful floor for their home.
Yeah. Well, y'all did a wonderful job with ours. That's the most durable Oriental carpeting.
Yeah.
It's just, it looks like it did the day y'all installed it, and that's been years ago. So, it really makes a difference. It does make a statement if it's, the right product, good quality product. So, people need to come in and see all of this for themselves.
Yeah, that's the best way. Just come in and work with our wonderful sales associates. I think you're going to, what seems to start off as being overwhelming is going to end up as something you're going to
be
so happy to have in your home.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, I am building a little 11 by 11 Rufus hut. I'm not calling it a shed.
Party barn.
Party barn. Yeah. And I want to talk to you about around 11 by 11 square. I want an Oriental touch to it, and I will not have.
You're looking for a remnant.
No tools in there. It's going to be my junk, my pictures, my cave, and I need to talk to you, Fred, about that.
Oh man,
I think for Rufus we need one of the wild animals.
Oh, I think so too. I think it needs an animal skin. I think you need to put it on the walls.
Yeah. As long as they don't have snakes in them, I'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, no snake skin. Oh, my gosh. Well, Fred, I'm sure that you can help Rufus.
I'm sure we can.
He needs a lot of help. Thank you. And we'll talk to you, more before we leave if we don't get thrown out before. So, Rufus, you really hit the jackpot with those USA glasses, I think.
He matches that rug over there.
If you had worn those campaigning for governor, I think you would have won.
Well, I'm trying to think. I have your glasses that have lights going on.
Yeah, the bunny glasses.
Who gave these to me? I'm trying to think.
Some listener.
Yeah.
And you also have watermelon glasses,
what
too.
Happened to our friend Paul?
Paul probably just ran out of the building screaming. But
there comes Paul.
Paul, come back.
Yeah, Paul
come back.
It's like the movie.
Well, Lassie, come back.
Come back, Shane. Come back, Shane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Paul brought some peppers.
Come on, Paul. We're going to talk about these Tabasco peppers here a little
bit. He's bringing you a bottle of water so you can try one.
Oh.
Is that, hey, Jeff, does that mic work right there?
Actually, we can put it on that. Come on down.
Come on down here and have a seat, Paul. My watch keeps telling me to get up, so I'm going to stand up here.
What you want Paul to do, first of all, Mike,
what?
Is to say his name for you. I want you to look at that last name and try to say it.
Gerstenfeld.
Okay, Gerstenfeld.
Yeah. German or?
It means barley field.
Yeah.
In German.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're a farmer. Well, of course you are.
I worked on a farm from eighth grade until I went to college.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Oh,
man.
You got a farmer's
face. My whole life, Paul, has been shaped by growing up on a farm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a commercial grain business, and they farmed about 500 acres, and, you know, baling hay. The commercial grain business was fascinating. It was nonstop during corn season when it was coming in. And all those things are gone. They built a nuclear power plant where that farm is. So,
oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And they were just starting to grade the land when I was graduating from high school. And me and my farm buddies would go out there at nighttime. If we could start it, we'd drive it around. You know, it was like get on a D10 cat bulldozer and just push some dirt around for a little while. We never did anything malicious, but then they finally put fences up.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. I've got a client, D.R. Griffin, and I said to one of the co-owners, Donna, the other night, I said, Donna, I've done a backhoe. I want to drive a dozer. She said, you got it, baby.
Man, that's a lot of responsibility.
Said, we've got about 150 of them.
You could take down some buildings with
well,
that.
Well, I just want to drive it a few feet. I want that rush, that feeling of a dozer.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Rufus, we were out riding out the country yesterday in Chatham County, which I love to do, and Silcope. Beautiful community. I bet you campaign in Silcope.
Oh, I've been to Silcope, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Well, they're having Farmers Day today, and you just never seen so many old tractors.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Will it be going tomorrow? Well, not tomorrow.
I don't know if it's going tomorrow.
I'd love to see that. They have another one up in Davidson. In Davidson.
Right.
What is it, Phil?
I know.
Old Thrashers reunion.
Yeah, the Old Thrashers reunion.
They're hitting people.
Denton, North Carolina.
All right. Yeah. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up from Carpets and Floors, Industrial Drive, and Raleigh.
Fix my mic. I was taking a drink there.
Not now, Mike. Not now.
What? I'm not an alcohol person. That was a Fresca. That's what Lyndon Johnson used as a chaser for his alcohol. So we're at Bell's Carpets and Floors, Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Melissa's cousin, Dr. Beth, retired Dr. Beth Smith up in Sparta. Met Melissa. Melissa drove to Lillington the other day to meet Beth and Tom. They were going heading to the beach.
And now, Tom was the county commissioner,
He was county commissioner, yeah.
Yes.
And so Beth picked, has some crabapple trees up there in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And she picked a bunch of them, two big bags full. And so that's their route. 421 is their route. Down there. So Melissa drove to Lillington to get those crab apples so she could make some jelly. She says she's soaking. She just texted me and says she's soaking them this morning.
Yum.
So would you like some crab apple jelly? I know Chip Winston likes them. I thought I saw his head over that bald head.
He came in.
Is he still here? Yeah, he's still here. I hear him. Yeah, Melissa got some fresh strawberries right off, not strawberries, but crab apples right off the tree. Yeah, come over here and use this one, Chip. And she's soaking them right now, and she's going to make some crab apple jelly out of it. I know that you're an aficionado of crab apple jelly, aren't you?
You know why? No, it's a tart cherry.
She's draining them in a ham sack. That's what she's doing right now. So, that, Chip?
Crab apples.
Yeah. So these are pretty ones. And so I guess at some point there'll be some jelly available.
Where'd you get the crab apples?
From Dr. Beth Smith, her first cousin up in Sparta. Crab apples will grow up there, at least at this point.
Oh, they'll grow here, too. The big crab apple tree out in Nares Country Acres.
big, big trees.
I think, I guess it depends on the varieties. They're like apples. They don't.
Now, they're bigger than these here, Mike. These are small ones. Which make the best jelly, the small ones?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I want to put a request in for a.
You want some? When I was down at McLeod's, they got this country store, and they, you know, they grow and make all kinds of stuff. They have jelly that doesn't have any sugar added to it.
And
I got three jars of it, and I have it brought. I keep forgetting to bring it to you.
Well, that's what Linda puts in her yogurt.
Well, this ought to be good. I know there's some muscadine grape. And, I mean, we've been three times this summer, but I keep forgetting. I apologize. Now, I've told you now, I'll bring it. I'll remember to bring it now. I'll make myself a note.
Rufus, do you bring back apples when you go to Boone?
Always apples. Always apples. Wilkes County, next to Rutherford County, and probably Cleveland County, is the biggest apple producer in the state.
I thought Henderson County would be.
Well, we like to. I'm going to say what I believe.
So. All right.
But all Western North Carolina mountains apples are good.
Yeah.
They're good, and they grow them well down in Alexander County too. The same people, the Sugar Loaf stand out at the farmers market. They have apples.
I bought them there before.
Cindy in the fall of the year, and. My grandma used to make apple butter. And here is a little known fact that in the Cove Creek section of the county, for some reason...
Got about 30 seconds.
There was a cannery co-op over at the high school where people would come in and bring all their apples and can it and share it.
Did your mama do that?
Absolutely. We took them over there.
Yeah.
Phil, you said like you understand that.
Yes, I do. My granny used to do that.
Okay.
That's cool. Okay.
This weekend.
This weekend is what? Apple Festival.
Apple Festival in Henderson.
Where?
Hendersonville.
I attended that many a time.
I bet. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up from Bell's Carpets and Floors, Industrial Drive in Raleigh. We're back. Jeff. Jeff Hamlin, who has absolutely nothing else to do but look at Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma. No, you don't have anything else to do but look at University of Oklahoma wagons turning over.
Collapsing, and the wheels run away from the top. Oh, God. Oh.
That's a sad state of affairs when they can't find him a good driver.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh Lord.
Rufus has got his watermelon glasses.
It's kind of changing up this morning.
It's last watermelon.
Did you take those
watermelon
to your optometrist or to your eye surgeon?
My final store bought real glasses. I told her I had some, and I didn't show them to her. I think she would have fainted.
You recently had cataract surgery, didn't you?
I had cataract surgery, and turned out worse than I was before. That's why I'm wearing glasses now. They said I had, ripples? Carlton had a
wrinkle.
Wrinkles.
In your retina.
It was cloudy after the cataracts got out. And then I said, Doc, I'm worse off than I was. He said, well, you got ripples.
He said, tough luck.
And so we've got some store-bought prescription glasses.
Good.
I'm still going to patronize Dollar Tree. I can't get
did
over
it. You got to buy 300 now or something?
Well,
they said leave
them alone unless if you want these things to work.
Yeah, that could throw you off. You got to get used to them.
But I'm so.
But
used
I mean,
to
you wear those
Dollar Tree was
watermelon glasses. I think that'll throw you off enough, won't it?
Are those prescription watermelon
these
glasses?
These are perfect. These are perfect.
Yeah, they got a little shading and everything, a little pink shading.
Yeah, now Monica gave these to me.
That's right. You got all kinds of glasses.
Oh yeah, I got that fancy pair that you gave me.
Yeah,
they blink
with the
on
lights.
And off. The holiday.
There's our Easter glasses. They're for they got bunny rabbit faces on.
Yeah, I'll bring those sometime.
Yeah,
I have them in the office to scare people.
You get a lot of clients that way, huh?
Oh yeah,
I put them on, that means it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
You're bothering me.
So, Chip, how did you put headphones back on? How did your zoysia do this year? You've got zoysia that's not supposed to be growing in the shade.
If you can't grow warm season grass this year, you just can't grow grass.
Because of all the rain?
All the rain and the heat. It loves the heat and humidity.
Yeah.
What a fescue hates is zoysia loves. And my Zeon zoysia in the backyard is just unbelievable. It's like a fairway.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, how does it do against, do you have any root competition from any, did you cut all your big trees down?
My neighbors cut their trees down and gave me more sunlight.
Okay.
How are you recommended what length to mow zoysia?
You can mow like a fairway, like a half an inch if you want to.
Yeah.
I'm mowing about 2 inches.
Well, mower work with that okay?
Yeah.
I don't have a sprig of any kind of real grass there, but I just asked the question.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me.
I live with my yard person. Barbara does that. She loves to mow the grass.
Well, what about is it the front yard that you have the different, like the emerald?
Yeah, emerald and some old Myers in some places too.
Yeah.
I like a little smorgasbord of grasses.
Dave, didn't you have a lawn question?
Yeah, so I'm on the fescue side of things.
Oh, my.
And so while you had a great summer with the wet and the heat and all, we have an absolute ton of dollar weed.
Yeah.
So prior to us reseeding this fall, what do I need to do to either get rid of that or do I just let it go and reseed? What? Phil's sitting here shaking her head.
Well, I mean, you would have to the old adage was to use Roundup and to get rid of it. You have to be obviously very careful.
You're going to redo the whole yard?
It's not everywhere.
You're going to have to kill
well, there's some selective stuff also. It's like 3-4-D or something like that.
2-4-D?
Yeah, that's
MCPP
probably.
Dicamba, that's a broadleaf weed killer.
Yeah, I think if I read the label right, it actually covers that stuff as well.
Okay, well, you can spray that, but
how do I do that timing-wise relative to when I do the
aeration? The best thing to do is to use a pre-emergence in the spring. And then usually you don't have to worry as much about it, but you can't put out new fescue seed when you do that because it prevents the seed from germinating.
Right.
Wheat seeds and grass seeds. It doesn't differentiate.
Do you have a large lawn?
Yeah. All in, it's the lawn part is probably in the 15,000 to 17,000.
How much sunlight do you have?
It varies. My wife has been taking down most of the trees.
Let her keep doing that, and then you can
put out some warm season
grass.
There's actually another variation of zoysia they came out with in the last several years at Texas A&M called Zorro. Zorro zoysia is what they had on East Lake Country Club in Atlanta last week for the tour championship. They redid it last year, whole renovation of Zorro zoysia in the fairways. It's gorgeous. And it would have survived in 3 to 4 hours of sunlight a day.
The issue I have with doing warm season grass, though, is I mentioned my wife earlier. She doesn't want it turning brown in the winter. Is that?
All right. Well, we'll discuss that. Well, your wife.
I tell you.
More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF from Bell's Carpets and Floors. All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. Go ahead and say what you want done, Rufus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to get the
do something.
Yeah, I do want to mention that we have a listener in Barrington, Illinois. Her name is Rita Sheridan, and she was Rita Johnson when I knew her at Carolina in 1959 through 1960. And she's a avid listener. And she says, I've been freezing figs for years.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And wants to know how to get some Rufus tomatoes.
Well, you should have asked Rita in the first place.
Well, we're going to send her some seed. And I met up with her a while back, and she's a delightful lady, born around Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And grew up on a farm.
Nice.
And I had lost contact with her. And it's such a wonderful thing to meet up with somebody that you knew in your early years in 1959 at Carolina.
I have listened to nowhere in Asia. The closest is Israel. But I've listened to the Weekend Gardener all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
All around the world.
Yeah, I've called in
mainly
like
in
have.
Europe. Yeah, you have.
Different places.
Yeah, in Canada. Okay. Yeah. And you can listen clear as a bell at WPTF.com. You can also, they are rerunning like today's show. If you want to listen to it, you can listen tonight from 8 until 11. They repeat the show.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, that shocked me one time. I had no idea.
And you thought you were hallucinating?
I was in the car, and I thought, what in the name of sands is going on here?
You were late for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's water and tomatoes.
I had no idea. No idea.
8 till 11, the Weekend Gardener on Saturday mornings and on Saturday evenings. So we won't come back to do it live, but you can hear a repeat.
Thank you. Don't. Friday night.
I cut into your time.
Friday night's a school night. It's enough.
You couldn't duplicate this again.
I don't. Well, we could just do something different. We might be a little more tired. I'm refreshed. I actually got more than 5 or 6 hours sleep last night, which I normally get during the week. So.
I want to say hey to Bryant Woodall, too. Bryant texted me this morning early and said he was going to be glad to be listening because he'd been out of town.
Is that Tim's brother?
Mm-hmm. He'd been out of town for a couple weeks, so he was going to get to listen today. So he's excited about that.
Does Bryant play an instrument?
Bryant played, no, I don't think so.
Because Tim is the best
Bryant,
band. He and Lester Flatt.
Yeah, Bryant played baseball.
I mean Earl Scruggs.
And he drove the bus for Carolina.
Oh.
And he also was an ump. He's a great ump.
How about that?
So he's a really
good. Yeah, his brother Tim is a great banjo player. Just top
of
the line.
Definitely.
In fact, he is a band. He's I don't know how much he's playing now, but he's been in bands that have had, I think he got a Grammy. They got a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong about that. I know they had a number one bluegrass hit at some point, but Tim Woodall is one talented man. So I didn't know if his brother played. I didn't know if it was a family thing, if they all played instruments or not. But I'm glad you said. Morning to you, Bryant. Good of you to listen this morning. So, Chip, anything else you want to tell us about your yard?
Well, as good as my grass has been, the tomatoes have been just the opposite.
Oh, I hear that so much. How were yours this year overall?
My tomatoes did well this year.
I think it's just the humidity. The humidity in July just killed them. They grew, but they didn't produce any flowers or blooms, you know, for tomatoes.
Yeah. Is that too hot?
But the small tomatoes are coming back real strong. The Mexico midgets coming back real strong.
Yeah, they'll come back. We've got some.
I think I'll get a September crop.
That we planted last year that came back this year.
Yeah.
The cooler weather recently has really helped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Slayman's rushing around now, so we know that it's DEFCON 4. So.
Well, he's a captain.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, Slayman, what do we need to be doing here? Do we need Fred. We need to get Fred back over here. I get nervous when Slayman suddenly jumps up and starts running around. So.
Well, now, give me Slayman's title.
Trail boss. That sounds good.
Trail boss, that's good.
Yeah. So you're a trail boss. That's your title.
Rick, he also worries for me, too. I don't worry enough, so he worries for both of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if he's the trail boss, what in the world is Chip?
I'm one of the hired hands.
I don't know. It's whatever Chip wants to be at this stage of his life, I suppose.
There's a star right here, though.
That's right. Brother Fred. Have a seat, Fred, and take a load off. So, what are you pointing at,
Chip's
Phil?
He needs to turn his...
I think it was like this.
He needs to turn that around. He could hear better.
Well, he was being a little more stylish, I think.
Oh, okay.
By wearing them like that.
There you go.
All right, we'll have Chip. Are you all settled now?
I'm good.
Okay.
As good as I'm going to get.
Now, don't let Fred hang himself with that cord hanging like that.
Oh, I know. Let me move this so you'll have a little more slack.
Here, I'm suing us now.
Cut him some slack.
So, Fred, everything in this store is on, say, all the carpeting, all the laminate. What else do you have? You got? Do you actually sell hardwood floors?
Yeah, engineered hardwoods.
Okay.
And
what's the difference? Engineered is cut exactly. Explain that.
Well, engineered is it's made in layers, and so you're not wasting with traditional wood that people probably have. You've got a 3/4 inch piece of wood.
Yeah.
That the only thing you're concerned about is the surface. So you're paying for a lot of wood that you don't use. So by creating an engineered wood, we can still give you that same great surface, but you're not paying for. You're using less expensive wood to create this. The advantage to this is also traditional hardwood is subject to expansion and contraction. So like in the wintertime, your cracks and lines start appearing. And in the summertime, they seal back up. Where with engineered wood, it's much more dimensionally stable, so you don't have that problem. Especially with so many people that have homes now that have concrete floors, we can install an engineered wood, whereas with traditional 3/4, we've got to create a more expensive process in order to install it that way. So engineered wood gives you the advantage of creating a vast number of styles, looks, and price points, and still, once it's on the floor, you're the only one that knows that it's not a solid piece of wood.
What is it made of, the engineered wood, Fred?
Well, it's made kind of, it's built like, let's say, plywood, except for the top layer of veneer. It could be an oak, it could be a walnut, it could be any type of floor, depending on, what you want.
Well, like this floor right here is just marvelous.
I know, and that's laminate.
Yeah, that's not...
That's not even engineered wood.
Yeah, that's your laminate or your luxury, call LVP, luxury vinyl plank. And that's the great thing. It gives you all the benefits of a wood look, but it gives you the maintenance of a synthetic floor.
Would this be a good thing to use in a kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah. Or a mudroom?
Yeah, kitchen, bathroom.
You really make them fancy looking.
Yeah.
You were talking about the concrete floor. A lot of people have basements, and basements you can control the water flow. I mean, you don't have flooded basements all the time now. You put down carpeting. What do you usually put down? Do you put down laminate in a basement floor over concrete?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing the laminate, or again, there's a difference between laminate and what people talk about LVP or LVT, luxury vinyl. They're two different materials, and both of them can be waterproof, water resistant, but the laminate is a little bit thicker floor, a little more durable, less. There's more. With a hard surface floor, when you walk on it, sometimes people complain because it sounds too tinny or too fake. Well, if you put a laminate floor in, we can also put a sound bending underlayment under it, so you don't get that. Type of feel when you're walking across, especially with a hard surface floor. So the advantage is, what you need for your home, we can figure out. One thing I point out, because I have dogs, is with a luxury vinyl floor, vinyl is a softer material than laminate, so it's a little more subject to scratching, whereas a laminate floor is much more scratch resistant. It's a harder floor, it's more dent resistant, and they're also fade resistant.
All right. Fred, everything is on sale in the store, and what are your hours for the Labor Day sale?
Today we're open 9 to 5. We're closed on Sunday, and then Labor Day will be open 9 to 5 again.
And this is not the end of the sale.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
A lot of times people say, I can't get in there for Labor Day. I'm going to be at the beach or something. Don't worry about that. Sale prices, and we just worked out with our partners, will be extended until the end of the month. So that gives you plenty of time to come in, make selections, take samples home if you need, and we can arrange field measurements whatever you need so that we can give you exact prices, but you don't have to worry about missing the sale.
Okay. Well, thank you again for having us out here. Well, it's a nice tradition that I look forward to.
We enjoy it. Appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Fred Gaines, owner of Bell's Carpets and Floors, Industrial Great. Drive in Raleigh. We're going to have to get Slamin a sedative or something. It's like he's got a spring on that chair right out of there, man, right out of the gate. So, Rufus, what is the Cliff Joyner saying of the day?
All right, here we go. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. So you got power to do good or evil. That's choose right. to have power to do good.
Yes, that's right. We all have power.
Yeah, how you like that?
So, and we have the Chip. Power to take our vehicles wherever we want to, don't we, Chip?
Yes, we do.
And King's Auto Service.
Even under warranty.
You know, folks, there's so many people with hybrid vehicles now. There is somebody, and I understand that Dean Bailey has gotten into EVs, too.
Oh, yeah. He owns an EV.
You know, it's funny. He bought, and it was when we were doing the Weekend Mechanic, he bought a Ford product that was one of the first to have the battery, the hybrid battery in it. And I can remember standing out in the parking lot with him, Don Griffin, and looking at that battery pack that covered the whole back of it. And he bought it so he could study it. And he's so smart, and so all of those folks are, and they have certified hybrid technicians there. So if you have a hybrid, you would do well to go to King's Auto Service.
Absolutely.
And they've been in business since 1946.
If your battery pack goes bad, only like it does around 150,000 miles, they can replace it with another battery pack that's cheaper than the dealer.
Yeah, and that's it's not as expensive as replacing an engine, but it's very pricey.
And it's a good place to go to have your oil change, too, because they check everything when they do your oil change.
Yeah. They want to check, look through the tire wear, belts and hoses. I'm sure they'll take a look at, maybe take a look there at your battery. I don't know. You can request a free battery analysis.
I'm getting ready to go out of town next week. I always have them check my battery before I leave town.
And that 12-volt battery has to deal with a lot of electronics now. The newer the car is, the more they have to deal with. So that's a
and
great.
We're idea. Leaving a lot of hot weather behind us too. So that makes a lot of stress
and
already.
That's, I mean, we worry about cold weather and it not starting, but it's the hot weather that really kills a battery.
Right.
Just like it messes up the hydrangeas and some of the plants in your yard. So they're on West Street, 1039 West Street. It's the northern part of West Street in downtown Raleigh. KingAutomotive.net. 1946 is when they started, so it's reliable. The folks there are very smart, and it's very convenient. So go to King's Auto Service. All right, so we're almost out of time here. We've got about 30 seconds. Brother Rufus, any words of wisdom?
Be the kind of person your dog thinks you are.
Okay, we got to get him a shirt.
Yeah, I got to get him a shirt. Yep.
Yeah, we had a listener that sent us a photo of a shirt that has that on it. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love both
thank you for having me.
Much.
I appreciate it.
And Brother Jeff over there, thank you. Joel back at the station. Chip.
Thanks for
Slamin. And all the folks out. Dave, thank you. And Paul for coming by. Thanks to all of the folks here at Bell's Carpets and Floors, Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Have a great weekend, everybody.